The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Hey guys, it's Miss Jenga.
It's Freckles. Captain Jack is still out plundering booty on the high seas. So this week we have with us guest captains.
Yes.
Yes, Rick and Serafina.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome to the O-Face podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
We are so excited. We've wanted to get you guys on the show for a while. You are a couple of my favorite people.
Yes,
on the whole big whole planet that we're on. So glad to have you here.
The feeling is mutual.
Yeah,
yes,
and
very mutual.
Why the heck are you guys here? What do they do? Who are they?
Serafina is a burlesque dancer who we know mostly through the club.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of. There's a fun story.
There's a lot of fun stories. Yes, and I can let you tell that story at the other half.
Yeah,
and then.
Yeah, I think it would be the Rick superhero origin story of how your awesome came to, converge with my awesome and we became buddies.
Many, many years ago.
Many moons ago. Yes. Many moons.
Yes.
Who thought we'd be here?
I didn't.
You're banging a stripper. And,
yes. Thank you.
Bangs a stripper very well, too.
And I'm banging a sound guy on my own podcast.
There you go.
Talking about sex.
Things are going great for us.
Wow. So welcome. So Serafina, you have been the darling of the NH stage for the last couple of years as far as our favorite regular burlesque dancer.
Oh, it's been a privilege to be able to perform it at New Horizons. It's been wonderful, and I enjoyed every event and all the people there. It was really fantastic.
And we enjoyed you. Every bit of you.
Yes, we did.
I started booking you for a couple special events because they were like, get some more entertainment and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing my networking. I came to a couple of shows, and then, I already knew your handsome man here. So kind of wormed my way into your heart. And then you really helped us foster a good relationship with the burlesque community, which I'm forever grateful for.
Because some of the
most fantastic people have been able to perform at NH. And fantastic performers I never got to book because we thought we'd have more time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you talked some classes there, too.
I did. Yeah. I talked some workshops, anything ranging from dance to makeup to glove pulls and all kinds of fun things.
Yeah, yeah. And you're an amazing teacher. You really are.
Thank
I really enjoyed the couple classes I was able to take when it fit into my schedule. And Sprinkles was on last week, and she was talking about that you were her gateway drug and those classes at NH into burlesque. And our kid took his first burlesque series from you to really learn how to refine the booty shake. He had the booty shake going on when he was like five or six.
It was undirected.
Yeah. Smearing it on the walls.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I know that there have been a lot of people that have benefited, but what I really enjoyed about not only your approach to your own dance and your own personal life, but also to the classes is you just spread body acceptance and how did that come about for you? Just cause that was your big message is just love the skin you're in, love your body.
Yeah. It's really kind of a living in the moment type of a thing. I think it's important to enjoy your vessel, these beautiful miracles that we inhabit in this world and really love them in the state that we're in right now, because right now is all we have. And I don't think it's self-acceptance is really a journey. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's something you never stop working on. And it's never something that you don't stop learning things about, as you get older. And, it's been a pretty long road for me too. I think it is for everyone. The culture we live in, it's obvious that we're not normally raised to like our bodies. There's always something sinful about it, or there's always something imperfect about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, that's not the case. There are so many, like I said before, they're miracles. I mean, how incredible is it that we get to see through organic eyes, and we get to move and discover who we are through movement in this vessel, and do things on this, in this world that don't happen anywhere for as far as we can see in out there in the big universe. I try to keep that in mind when I teach and when I perform and in a lot of different aspects of my life.
Yeah. And you just have an amazingly beautiful, picturesque body that's ideal in so many ways.
Oh.
And you know, if there's any justice in the world, you're the next Dita Von Teese for sure. But I hear that you're much nicer than she is. So, let's hope for justice. But you weren't always the size that you are. And
that's
something that I think a lot of people don't know, and they make assumptions about you. And it cracks me up when I hear someone making some snarky, and it's not rude. It's just that twinge of jealousy and, you know, oh, she doesn't have to work very hard. Look at that body.
Yeah.
<All this crap. laughs> And more than once I would turn around and just flip it to him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? And what? Like, show some respect, you know?
Never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, she doesn't share this story very much.
I don't. I rarely talk about it.
Well, you didn't say it was off limits, so here we go.
No, nothing's off limits. I love it, you know, just sitting down and having a good conversation.
Yeah.
But
I find it very inspiring, which is why I bring it up.
Oh, so, thank you.
Me too. That's why I said she should share it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I was not always the way I am now.
The skinny bitch that everybody says, have a cookie.
Yeah. All the people that are like, do you ever eat?
Yeah.
I do. I eat.
Well, you're Italian.
I love to eat. Yeah. Food is very important to my people. It's practically a religion. Yeah. It's delicious. I love everything about food, from making it to eating it. It's fantastic. But yeah, there's also another part that goes along with that. I was very heavy when I grew up. And I wasn't a very popular kid. I was very nerdy, very shy, overweight most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And you get treated a lot differently like that. And you learn a lot about compassion and a lot about why people say the things that they do when
mm-hmm.
you're different.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned a lot about that, and it's part of the reason why I'm the person I am today.
Yeah.
And that's been a long road. I've had ups and downs. But honestly, I think that it's really in the mind. It's all in your mind, how you feel about yourself and how you feel about your body.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter what's on the outside when it all comes down to it. I stopped weighing myself when I reached a point where I was just about 200 pounds. I know I gained more, so I don't know how far I got along.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to the point where I went the opposite direction and lost all the weight, and I was down to like 109 on my frame, which is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's the other side of it. It's skinny doesn't necessarily mean healthy.
Right.
Underweight doesn't necessarily mean that you're giving your body what it needs to
mm-hmm.
be healthy. And I have to say, honestly, that even when I was at my smallest, I didn't feel any better about my body than when I was bigger.
Okay.
Because it was about how I felt about the way I looked.
Right.
Because I could look in the mirror and not see what I should be seeing, which is, you know, the vessel, that the art that is your body and what it can do for you. And you can get that at any size. And I think as long as you're healthy, it's all good.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So how long, I mean, you lost a substantial amount of weight.
Yeah.
And what was that transition like before you decided that you liked being naked so much you wanted to show everybody?
That was a huge road and process. I didn't like my body for a long time.
Even when you were skinny, have a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when I was skinny, I got bigger, yo-yoed back and forth quite mm-hmm. a ways. I went through some pretty big events in my life and decided I wanted to experience things I've never experienced before and pursue things that I've always wanted to do. So I took my first dance class when I was 26 years old.
Wow.
I had never done anything physical. I had never done anything like that. I didn't know if I'd be any good at it, but I wanted to do it anyway. And I fell in love with dance. I completely fell head over heels in love. I had never been connected to myself and my body like that in my life.
Yeah.
And it changed everything. I got real dedicated to that craft, and I got to a point where I was taking like 8 hours of dance class a week.
Nice.
And this was like not on top of my, this was on top of my other schoolwork, and I was still working a job mm-hmm. and a normal 9-to-5 job. And I just threw myself into it. I truly loved it, and the weight just came off.
Yeah.
Everything just melted away. But my mind also started changing because I realized that it's how I felt about myself. It wasn't because of the way I was looking. It was because I was proving something to myself because I liked the way that I felt when I was moving. I liked being in my body,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not the ideal body that, you know, other people think it should be, or even I thought it should be at
right.
in a past life. That's kind of how I think of it, is that was another lifetime ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, you start building that kind of confidence, and it's like, no, I like this. I like my roundness. I like the way it moves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other people like the way it moves too.
Oh yes.
So I went into the world of belly dance, and I didn't even think I would perform. Actually, I said I wouldn't perform at first. The first time I started taking dance lessons, I'm like, this is just for me. This is what I want to do. This is something I want to learn for myself.
Yeah.
And I had my first performance 6 months later, and I just kept going from there. And I was at one of my first performances. I ran into a lady. Her name is Iva Handful.
And the other half of
Iva Fierro Productions turned out to be my future partner in crime.
Yeah.
And she's like, I really like the way you move. Have you ever considered burlesque? And I was like,
damn it.
No.
I'm going to kiss her on the mouth.
My clothes.
Oh my.
Yeah, she's the reason. She put the seed in my brain. And at first, you know, just coming from where I came from, I was like, no, you know, I felt like I was brave enough to get up there bearing my belly.
Right.
And my cleavage and, you know, jostling all that around for, you know, 5 to 6 minutes. And but as things went along, I started growing, and I also started not giving a fuck.
Ah, yes.
Zero fucks given.
And your G's started shrinking.
My clothes started getting, my costume started shrinking, and not in the size way. I did. I wanted to show myself off a little more. I had found my sensuality in movement.
Mm-hmm.
That really jump-started everything for me that happened in the future. I really found myself, and I started finding my sensuality and my greater sexuality, and I thought, you know, what the hell? It looks like fun. I would love to do it. I started seeing a lot of burlesque, and I really admired the performers, mm-hmm. their dedication to their craft, what they put into it, and just how awesome they were. It's such a cool art form. Everything that happens in burlesque, it's up to the performer. The music, the content, and what you do on stage, everything.
And you're talking about that Cher movie, right?
Oh, no.
I'm just clarifying for the audience. It's a little bit different than...
Slightly.
The Cher movie is a little bit of a stretch.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But you just fell in love with the whole pageantry and the community.
The freedom of it too. Yeah. Because even within dance styles, while I love technique and I love to study technique and I love to improve technique, I also love to experiment and I love to mix things and mash them up and put my own signature on it. And sometimes in dance styles, that's not exactly what they want you to do.
Right.
And so I'm one of those people, I don't like to be put in a box. Mm-hmm. I don't like labels. Mm-hmm. And I like to experiment. And so I think burlesque gave me that freedom to really explore to the extent of what kind of a performer I was.
Right.
That something that dance by itself couldn't do for me. I'm also a fine artist. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of sculpting, painting, drawing, and a lot of my costumes, I get to put that sculptural element in it. I get my fine art fix from that aspect of burlesque. Mm-hmm. And it's just the whole enchilada. It was just this beautiful, wonderful thing. And it was easy. It was easy to give yourself to the art form and trust yourself and be proud of yourself enough to do something like go out on stage and nothing but the only difference between you and naked is a tiny little triangle and two little circles.
Right. Except at an age where you could get
where I
totally
can be as naked as I want. And yeah, that's what I've evolved into is I'm a total exhibitionist now. I love being naked. I love my skin and I love to share it with other people.
Yeah.
I love to share the whole experience.
And you do. You are so gracious to your fans. You're just so gracious. You go out after the shows, even if you don't know somebody you know is going to be there, and you talk to people and you've had really good experiences and interactions, and you're building that audience performer connection and building a community within that too, which I really admire. So, and thank how you. Does that sit with you? All this?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I did not know anything about burlesque, really, until we started this, and then we met Iva. And Iva worked on her for a year, too. It wasn't like she started the next month. So she worked hard on her
for
a year straight before she finally gave in.
I was very resistant to this.
Yeah, and we watched her. We watched her first video not that long ago. She hates watching it, but she was very clothed in her final reveal, and she literally ran off stage.
Oh.
Now you have to, like, drag her.
I did show you guys the granny panties I was wearing. It was like full butt ruffle panties.
Yeah, now it's like, how naked can
now
I be legally?
Like, yeah.
And
what's it going to take for me to wear this on stage but not get in too much trouble for it?
Yeah. But as far as burlesque goes, I love it. It's an amazing art form.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I, like a lot of people, the only thing I really thought of burlesque was just, you know, fans and you know, classic. I didn't realize neo existed. I had no idea this neo burlesque thing existed at all.
Yeah.
And I love it because, just like you said, the freedom they have to explore things and how you can do in so many different elements, dance styles,
right,
theatrical styles into it.
And what is the definition of neo burlesque? Like, what are the different definitions? Classic, neo?
There is quite a few, like,
subgenres
mm-hmm. of burlesque.
Those are the two
main ones. Classic is more of what you think, like with the bump and grind, mm-hmm. really beautiful and glamorous, lots of sparkle,
tap steps,
yeah. lots of glove pulls, feather fans, mm-hmm. Long gowns. And neo is everything else. Neo is knife mohawks and
lizard suits,
satanic Christmas cookies,
and
Alex Gray bodysuit.
Being birthed
in my
as
case,
Jesus.
Yeah,
spitting beer all over the stage.
Yep.
Spitting beer on stage.
Hold
on, I need to.
Just to touch.
I do have to touch my crotch every time someone mentions his name.
Yes. Ray Gun.
Yeah.
I love my job.
I think my favorite comment of any of the comments I've heard from fans and, you know, old members and whatnot was the one that you were like, now I understand.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to tell this story.
Yeah, so the first time I saw, I'm not even sure what the name of the number is. It's like, you come on as a dead tree.
Oh, yeah.
And the one up hanging right there.
Yeah. Oh, that one. Right, yes, there. Right there. Ha-ha.
That's my tree.
It's going to get a remake.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. The first time I saw that act, I was half...
she comes out in a veil.
Yeah, there's veil. It's all blind. You have, like, these twigs coming out of your fingers off the gloves, and there's branches and things, and it's just like, oh, okay, this is really interesting. And I'm about halfway back at the Austin in Everett, I think, is where I saw that one
the first time.
The first
time before I booked it.
And I'm just sitting there, and I'm watching, and the reveal goes from this dead tree to... roses on the very slinky curl of roses going up her body, and I was like, okay, yeah, now I understand that you get there's like these classic sort of stories of patrons of specific dancers
in the 1800s,
up through the mid 20s and stuff, and it's just like these guys who just through presence and never wanted anything, never, but I was like, I just don't, oh, now I understand. Okay, all right.
And it was when you took the mask off.
We took the mask off, and it's like.
that's one of my favorite reveals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From that, just black to that face is just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the big eyes and the big sparkle lips, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's another one of a song matching the act so well. That's another thing too with burlesque, is finding the right song
the music,
match it.
Yeah.
It's so impactful, and when you get those things together like that, costume and performer and song, it's just it is a work of art.
It really is.
Melding of different types of art into one.
Yeah,
that's what I love about burlesque. Mm-hmm. It's more than what you think outside perception of just it's stripping, sure,
but it's theater.
But
it is theater. Yes,
stripping.
Very fancy stripping. Yeah. That's what I like to say. People ask me, I'm like, what is it? Kind of like fancy stripping.
She's a fancy lady. She likes to take her clothes off.
Exactly.
And how long had you guys been together, or were you together when you started doing burlesque?
Well, I started doing burlesque 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I've only been doing this for four years.
Dude.
Yeah, I've only been 4 years. Huh. Belly dancing.
All right.
Belly dancing.
Three before that?
Yeah, three so before that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm a later in life performer.
Yeah, it was not long after we met. I actually encouraged her to do all this because she was going to be a nurse and in healthcare and was miserable, hated life, hated everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and she's one of those, you know, people always tell you I'm an artist, and you're like, oh yeah, you're it's kind of like I'm in a band.
Yeah,
it's like I'm in a band. You hear the
music. I have a podcast.
She showed me.
Oh yeah, who doesn't? Get out of here.
So I'm like, well, let me see some of your stuff. And I looked at him like, what are you doing wasting your time? Working a 9-to-5 job. You're insane. Because her stuff was amazing. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I encouraged her to drop out of school. Go to Cornish.
I did. I withdrew from nursing school and went to Cornish.
And nice.
It was the best thing. It was the best thing I ever did. And Rick is, he's been an incredible support and positive ray of light in my life, truly.
No,
you're an amazing man.
No,
really.
No, it's all her.
But yeah, I wouldn't
I'm
be here without his encouragement and his love, and the encouragement and love of others too. Because you gotta learn how to do all this shit, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta learn from somewhere and have people, yeah. Even when you want to say, I want to grow up to be a dancer, or now I want to grow up to be a stripper, and, you know, having those people in your life saying, yeah, do that. Be the best goddamn stripper you want to be. And
you know what?
I told
my kids that every time I dropped them off at dance class, I just reminded them that they'd have to pay me back for the dance lessons because they'd be making a lot of money. So it was really funny. The first time he got paid to strip, he came over and he said, so do I really have to pay you back for dance lessons? We hadn't talked about it in years. And I was like, 10% at a time.
Yeah. Right. Let's take the manager cut.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. So it's fun when you do have that encouragement and and you've got a partner that does that for you. You know?
Yeah. And she, like she said, she had taken belly dance lessons just to exercise and move and try it out. Cause something she'd always wanted to do. And she was in a previous marriage with a questionable person who didn't allow her to do anything like this.
Sure.
And so she just wanted to explore it just as a, you know, as a bucket list.
Yeah.
And she was doing it. I'd never seen her dance. So we went to a Hofla, which is a belly dance is like just a party. Mm-hmm. Everybody dances. It's no charge. Just a fun party.
Sure.
And she was dancing afterwards. I'm like, why are you not performing? You're, like, really good. And she's like, oh, no. And so she kind of didn't have any intentions of developing Serafina. Didn't.
Wow.
It just kind of happened.
Just happened.
It just happened, and, yeah.
Just we took love over it. We my love life. The community. The community is amazing. They're the best. They're like our family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody's supportive because you're in it together, and it's...
And I did musical theater. I did musical theater. Sometimes dancers can be a lot to deal with. All right, let's just call it spade a spade. Yeah. A lot of them are divas.
Yeah.
And they're just pain in the ass.
Yes.
And high maintenance and all that crap. And I have to say that's very rare in the burlesque scene here in Seattle, from what I've seen. I mean, there's not the backbiting and whatnot that I've seen in other dance communities.
Percentages are actually flipped, I think.
Yeah.
From our experience in other types of dance, it's...
Yeah.
The amount of divas is opposite.
Yeah. Mm.
There's few, and most people are just very supportive and,
good.
You know, just having a good time. And they embrace their stripper past, stripper culture.
Sure. There's a lot of sex positive.
Definitely something I've noticed being closer to quite a few dancers now with the burlesque that they are very accepting of people, new performers come in and they're like, hey, check this out. Let me show you how to do this thing or whatever. It's like, there's a lot to be learned from that.
It is.
It's
a nice community. It really is a community. It is, you know, they're like your family.
Yeah.
Like Strip Screw, who she's a member of their troupe. It's like our sisters. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoy each other and they're there for each other and they fight sometimes. You know, it's like real family, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but they're always there for each other.
When you're doing a production. So you guys produce a couple of burlesque shows a year, yeah?
Yeah, we do normally 4 shows a year. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, especially Disney After Dark, that's our biggest one. And it's quite an undertaking, but it's always so worth it.
God, that number you did this year was so fucking dirty. I love it so much. Oh, my God.
Wait, which? There were 3.
Yeah.
She knows which one I'm talking about.
I know which one you're talking about.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack.
Captain Jack, but Captain Jack Sparrow.
I think I created a monster.
I do, too. So, I mean, I know you want to do a parody of Jack, but... Holy shit. Like, she spooges gold coins.
While
spooges.
While strangling herself.
With her stocking.
Yeah.
Yes.
With my rum-soaked stocking.
And you get in a barrel and splash around and throw clothes all over the place.
Oh,
yes. And you are in drag.
Yep.
You are a drag king for that. You don't feminize it at all.
Nope.
Crazy
eyes and everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She studied him. She'd wander around and just get the Jack thing going.
I did. I watched interviews with Johnny Depp just because I wanted to try to do it justice. Because my character is so distinct.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's a fun one.
Oh, and you swung that dick. I tell you,
the reaction was amazing.
Yeah, it was
some
a mix of like smiles
what
and
the fuck was that?
Some like horrific twist in their face, like, oh God, what is that? Yeah. Someone told me I looked like an old Italian man when I came out.
You did. It was so beautiful.
Like, thank you. Yes. Mission accomplished.
Achievement unlocked. Now, is that the only drag number you do?
That's the only true drag act I do. I have a Kid Rock act that I have too,
but it's a
femme Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that one too.
You do a bearded lady also, but it's just a straight up sideshow bearded lady.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that one. What's that
she
about?
She hasn't done that in a while.
Yeah,
is
that
a circus
one
act kind of thing?
Yeah. Is an older act. The whole thing was I bearded lady, but then, oh my God, I have bearded nipples too. I have a little brush. And
she pulls a brush out and combs her nipples in her. Yeah, she starts out in veil. So you can't see
I don't know that that one would have worked.
Dances beautifully and then takes it off, and it's quite.
Maybe I have seen
horrifying.
That one. Yeah. Wait, no, I don't know.
A lot of people were traumatized by that.
Were they?
Were
really?
Like, yeah, because it's so beautiful first. And it's like, it's just shocking to them. But it's.
I like shit like that, though.
She hasn't done that in a while, but that's
I rock
a
beard
too.
Pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
What was your one friend said you look just like her? ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, she said her ex-boyfriend had like the big, I had this big Jesus beard thing that I was wearing, and my dreadlocks right. were down as well. And she said she had a boyfriend that had the dreadlocks and had the Jesus beard, and I looked just like him.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of weird.
That's awesome. So this is a hilarious segue. So being Italian, how do you keep your facial hair under control? Have you ever tried sugaring?
God.
I have always wanted to sugar. And the answer is tweezers. Because, oh my God. Okay, any other Italian people can back me up. It's not fun.
It's not.
It's a constant, it's
my best friend
dedication.
In high school was Italian, and she, every day, she was just like, fuck you, I got a pluck.
Yeah. Oh my God. Seriously. It's, dude. Yeah. And from the eyebrow things, the sideburns, it's like a part-time job.
Yeah. Julie Mainz of Sugar Me Julie is the sponsor of this delightful podcast. But she just did my junk a couple weeks ago, and I really love it. So that's I'll awesome. Have to hook you up with her. Cause
yes. Totally.
Oh, she did my chin and my little Irish mustache, too. So
she can do everything from, like, my ears down.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she'll trade you for lap dances.
Package.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well, or blingy stuff. I know she's a performer
she's
as well.
She's screwed because she hates body hair, and she's Italian.
Yeah. It's like a weird joke.
Y'all do. You know? Like every Italian I know just wants to shave. They should just make that a shower attachment that just...
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. Jetsons are coming. Yeah.
So good. That one was halfway through.
Sweet. So you've got a show coming up with Stripper Screw. Yes or no?
Oh, wait. Relentless is the name.
Relentless.
Yes.
Yes.
So you've got a bunch of shit in the fire. A bunch of projects in the fire. So I'm trying to keep them all straight.
Oh, yes.
So you've got Stripped Screw,
yes.
Which is your troupe.
Yes.
Did you help start that or did they just recruit you?
They recruited me
like everybody
approximately
else.
3 years ago. I became a screw approximately 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's been fabulous. I love those ladies.
Okay.
They're so cool.
So that's a specific company.
Yes.
And then you've got stuff that you do with Iva.
Yes. Iva Fiero Productions.
That's just a co-production.
Yep.
You guys
it's
don't
just
have
us.
A whole, okay.
Just us and our crazy, crazy ideas.
Yes. So it's the ultimate vanity show.
Pretty much, yeah.
How many of those do you do a year?
Well, we've worked our way up to two
okay.
per year.
Possibly
maybe
three. Even four next
nice.
Year.
Because
whoa.
We have more ideas than we can pack into a couple shows. We just really want to create new and crazy things.
Well, yeah, nice. The genesis of them getting together to do this was like, I'm really fierce and like crazy shit. You're really fierce and like crazy shit. Let's just make the most fierce show we can possibly do. And that's how Relentless
was
born.
Nice.
And we always like to be pushing ourselves and creating new acts. And we always have like, 9,000 ideas on the back burner. And it's like, well, I want to do like three or four acts. And like, I could too. And that's how Relentless was
and
born.
You're bringing Ray Gun in this year.
Yes.
Okay. I have to tell you that we could have gotten early arrival passes for Burning Man, but we're staying in town for your show.
Oh, yes. That's the power of Ray Gun right there.
Yeah.
There's that, and then we also have a wedding to go to. So, there's...
Yeah, and then this year's the other guests are Luminous Pariah.
Ooh.
Who's a member of Mod Carousel, who's just...
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah, just a trio of incredible. They're the most wonderful, talented guys you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Really cool. And Elsa and Ernie von Schmaltz.
In the same show, which
in the
is a
same
very
show?
Rare thing.
Wow.
Yeah. We have both Ernie and Elsa in the same show.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if this has ever really happened before.
I can't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And what's special about that for people who don't know?
Elsa is the female character.
Elsa von Schmaltz.
Elsa von Schmaltz and Ernie von Schmaltz is her male persona. And complete with chest hair and mustache,
butt hair,
Butt hair and sideburns.
So it's a
truly
production
glorious.
To get in and out
of the
drag. Yeah, that's why it's a big,
it's a big thing.
I just wanted everybody to understand the gravity of that.
it's an amazing show. Relentless, it's our third year now.
Yeah, it's in our third year.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
And then you've got your sparkle business going on.
Yes. Yes.
So you guys trick out vintage ties and new stuff and
Yeah, bow ties, all that good stuff. Iva and Miscellaneous began hot under the collar, and they recruited me as a rhinestoner further down the line. And yeah, that's what we do. We give new life to older ties and make them sparkly and do some custom work too.
Cool. I love how, you know, you're just following the path of the sparkle. It's just, you know, one thing leads to another, and you've got, as an artist, and you don't have a 9-to-5 anymore.
No, I haven't in 4 years.
Nice. And that's what Freckles is aspiring to be able to do with his paintings and some other stuff he's got. So and you're diversified enough that you can support yourself with your art.
Yeah.
So you're doing your stripper thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing your sparkle thing with the blinging stuff out. You're teaching classes.
Yep.
Doing a couple self-produced shows. What else do you do to help bring in the income?
Makeup artistry. I work with a lot of photographers and do makeup for their models. And I also make costumes and sell them. I upcycle flowers and sparkle them and turn them into little hair fascinators. And just about anything else that's creative. It's really a privilege to be able to create full time and earn a living doing it. It's a monumental amount of work.
Yeah.
It's very hard, but it's just as much worth it as it is hard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I gladly get exhausted on a regular basis to do what I love. It's great. Yeah.
And you're living the life that you want to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys are, you're sex positive in the way that you live. But you're not lifestyle. So, you know, you are lifestyle friendly and lifestyle adjacent, but you've got your own naughty stuff.
Indeed.
You do.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Two. And you've got the contents of your special toy bag. Special toy chest. Whatever.
Yes.
They were all sitting in your lap earlier. There's some delicious, delightful things. What would you like to show and tell first there, Serafina?
Oh, well, let's look at my flogger. This is my first one.
Nice.
And I never knew how much I loved being flogged until I was at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up against a big wooden rack naked and being flogged, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that was doing it was... incredible. She was doing like 3-beat waves with 2 huge floggers in the beat of the music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was hypnotic and incredible. And I got hooked like one night. And so Rick and I went out shopping for floggers and got this beautiful here.
So you've got about 2-foot falls and they're buffalo.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
She buffalo. Likes thud.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do. Like sting.
Yeah.
Well, that massage that you get from the thug.
Sting makes her angry. Thugs are happy.
Yes.
Ah, there you
go. And we all like it when I'm happy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very, very true.
And how does that work for you?
Good. I love it.
Yeah.
It's
a nice workout.
Yeah. Our sex life is great because I'm a giver and she's a receiver.
Nice.
We're not really dom and sub per se. I just really like to give pleasure and she defines herself as a slutty kitty.
That is how I, identify as slutty kitty.
That's right.
It's like, touch me, pet me, I'll just sprawl out and just do whatever you want.
Perfect. That sounds incredible. Okay.
Yeah. I love to just do stuff. So.
Yeah.
And I'm game for anything. I'm just like, whatever you want, I will go there.
So how did you get some lessons in this? How did you make this transition to pick up this?
We just went.
Flogger.
You've done it like 4, 5, 6 times since then.
Yeah.
From other people. And she's like, you should learn. So I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. Watched a few videos. Went to Lover's Lair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Linwood.
Yep.
Because you can test them all out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Test it out just until we found one we liked.
Yeah.
And then we've just been kind of working our own little deal. And
communication
is the most important thing. It's
yeah.
Like,
yes,
like,
it is.
You like this, don't like that. And we just kind of worked it out ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But yeah, videos, cool. YouTube's great for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got all the safety protocols and what to look for blood pressure suddenly drops.
Yes,
and, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we talked to, I can't remember his name, the guy at the year one party that we had. He's like a master, leather master or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talked to.
Yeah.
He gave us a lot of hints and details what
the
to
dude,
look for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, out in the yurt. Yeah.
Yeah, so he gave us a lot of list of do's and don'ts.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which has helped a lot.
Yeah.
because we were novices at it for the most part as far as flogging mm-hmm. goes. But yeah, they help you know like the whole hydration thing.
And yeah.
Yeah.
No kidneys. Things yep. like the important mm-hmm. things. Yeah. We did get a whole crash course and a rundown. So.
Good.
Because yeah. safety is always most important.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Safety third.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, yeah. So you fell down that rabbit hole.
Yes.
With me. Good deal.
Wonderful, wonderful rabbit hole.
All right. So what else you got?
I have my beautiful purple hemp rope that we have used for shibari
mm-hmm.
and for just general tying purposes. Mm-hmm. And
shibari is a Japanese style of knot tying.
Yes, yeah. Yes. It's a gorgeous art. Mm-hmm. And Rick took some of the photos of that shoot. And yeah, I really love it. This rope is beautiful. It's handmade, and it's dyed with non-toxic dyes.
Nice.
It was made by Twisted Monk. He has the best
he's awesome.
Ropes. Yeah, yeah, he's just a super yeah. cool person.
Highly recommended.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's amazing. So it's my favorite rope. I don't want any other rope other than this. It's mm-hmm. perfect, and it's my favorite color.
Yeah. So do you tie your own knots, or do you tie them, Rick?
I don't do the tire. Fancy stuff.
Okay.
I yeah. don't do the fancy artful stuff. Mine are very utilitarian.
Okay. Ah, well done. Okay. Yes.
We hire somebody to do the fancy stuff.
Oh, got it. Okay.
For the photo shoots, yeah, we have a hired gun for that.
Nice.
He's much better than yeah. I am. My knots aren't pretty. They're okay. just used.
They're just
know, useful. Yeah.
Keep you there.
Right. And do you like to be tied up?
I do.
Yeah? Do you yeah. like to be hog tied? What's your flavor?
Actually, I'm growing out my hair a little longer because my goal is to be able to be hog-tied with my own dreads.
Shit.
They're almost there.
I'm almost there. I've just got a few more inches.
She can do the breast bondage. Already.
Yes, I can
I'm
do that.
I'm volunteer's tribute on that photo shoot.
She can tie her yes. boobs already, but she nice. Can't nice. Quite do all the way back.
I make like a hair bra.
Yes.
But yeah, I love Things it all. I love to be tied up.
If you're ever curious what goes on our household at night, that's... Yeah.
That's awesome.
See if it's long enough to tie your boobs yet. Yeah, the answer was yes.
Yep.
Well, you don't know unless you try, really. Exactly. I mean, exactly. Yeah, it's there, you're there. Ta-da.
Yeah.
And you have the Hitachi magic wand.
I do. Yes. I do. I was convinced
Fuck
for a
diamonds.
Long time.
Fuck diamonds. That's a girl's best friend.
Oh, my God. Yep. That is the truth right yeah. there. I never thought I liked vibrators, and I didn't until I... tried out a Hitachi.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the best damn vibrator I've ever had in my life.
You got introduced
extra super
to
heavy
that
duty.
At the club.
Yes. 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 I know. Yep.
Did you have a toy bag before you came to NA?
Not really. No. I don't
okay.
think so.
All
no.
Right. All right.
No, yeah. Just,
I'm delighted.
I got introduced to all kinds of neat yeah. things uh-huh. that have yes. just improved my life immensely.
She's come out of her great. Sexual shell as of late.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It's fun. It's fun to be freaky and keep yeah. seeing where your freakiness
yeah.
evolves.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you like about that, Hitachi?
Oh, I like what it does to her.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a fun tool to use.
Yeah.
And I've never used the big one. I've always used just small ones like rabbits and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
People, but I've never used that.
Or anything that plugs into the wall?
No, yeah. Nothing. Yeah, battery operated only. I've never right. had like heavy duty. We were like, whoa, that's
Y'all need
duty.
An extension cord.
We have an extension
okay,
cord.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Well done, well done.
Yes, sir. You don't want that unplugging in the middle. That's right. a total buzzkill. Total buzzkill.
Literally.
Yep, yep. We have not used the high setting, though, yet. She's not.
Oh,
she hasn't done
yeah, I can't take that.
Really?
It's too much.
She's really
I'm
sensitive.
Very sensitive.
Okay.
Even the low setting is too much for me sometimes.
Right.
We have to go about it very cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got this a magnificent blown glass sparkle rainbow dildo
yes.
butt plug combination
yes.
size queen. Wow. That's
wow.
incredible.
That's,
isn't it beautiful?
It is.
Got some heft.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
The
does
two
indeed.
Of those in combination are her favorite.
Yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah, this and the Hitachi yes. are my go-to.
Can't have
every
one without
time.
The other.
Wow. Yep.
But yeah, these are hand blown. I really, I think it's just beautiful artwork too.
Yeah.
I really enjoy
I could totally see that on your desk at a corporate office.
Oh, yeah, I exactly. would too. I'd have like a little stand for
little
it.
A little sword stand.
A couple LEDs. Just
yeah, so this shine. This thing is hefty enough that I think you could grab the butt plug end and whack somebody in the head with them and probably kill them.
Yep. This is my plan for the apocalypse. Going to be my melee weapon. I'm just nice. Going to, no yes. one's going to fuck with me. A crazy lady screaming through the streets with a huge glass
just
dildo.
Making yeah. unicorn holes in zombies.
I don't want to be hit with that shit.
Yeah, it would also work in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah.
That's
yeah. It is. It's lovely.
And it's a sex toy. You can't say that about a sword necessarily. No, well, you can make anything.
Into hey, a just sex boil toy. It and you're good. That's true.
Yeah. Ouch. But yes, that's awesome. Those are our main things
mm-hmm, yeah.
we use on a regular basis.
It's okay to say daily basis.
Daily
it's all right.
Okay, daily.
Coconut oil?
Oh, always.
Good.
I love coconut good. Oil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we always use coconut oil. We've used the infused coconut oil, too.
Oh.
Yeah. We've infused marijuana with mm-hmm. coconut oil.
Get
similarly
out of town.
To making yes. pot butter.
Yep.
Just do it with the oil. Strain out the the little pot bits.
Yep.
And use it as a lubricant. Be warned, though, if there's oral involved, yeah. you can get really fucked up.
Raises hand.
We know aww. From experience.
A couple times after sex, I've had to been talked down because I'm like, I'm waiting, especially the first time, because I totally forgot. I was already kind of high and then went down, and then it was like, oh, my God, I was like way too high.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. That's amazing.
But it doesn't. It
works.
The best.
It enhances. You get a pussy high.
Yeah,
you really
your pussy
do.
Gets stoned. I highly recommend it. It's natural.
Spray.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
The spray's like expensive, and we're starving artists, so right, we're like, right. we got to make our own because we can't pay for it.
I went to one of the recreational stores mm-hmm. in Seattle, and one of the things on the, that was actually like the end cap, like, hey, you want to try some of this too? Was some pot lube.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it coconut oil? And he goes, great. No. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, we only use coconut
great
oil.
Idea. Yeah, not yeah. a good way to.
Yeah, we only use coconut oil for lubricant, for everything. Coconut
yeah.
oil is the
yeah,
way to
I've
go.
Got some mm-hmm. salve that I've.
We really have to buy stock in coconut oil. Because they owe us tons of advertising dollars.
Yeah.
I don't think we're getting jack shit.
No, I don't think we are.
It's fine.
Big coconut. Ah!
Oh, that's all good. Yeah, so your favorite lube is the coconut oils.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You've got a fun like variety there of toys and whatnot. That's a good time.
Thank you.
Yeah. We just like the basics. Little cleanup is always best for us. We're not a big full setup and we don't like it too crazy. Like, for us, that kind of kills the mood. You know, if you have like harnesses and swings and anything like that, it's just we like simple, quick, and easy.
Sure.
We're more in the moment people.
Spontaneous.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's our thing. We just like the nice, easy stuff.
Yeah, and you both are working full-time working artists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we, you do a lot of photo shoots for the burlesque community, mm-hmm. and you've recently branched out into doing your portraiture.
Yes.
Your naughty photos.
Yes.
Full-time.
Yes, yep. I do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I've done some senior photos, done some weddings. As well as, you know.
Are they? They're not as fun,
yeah.
I imagine. They're not as fun as the burlesque dancers.
No. Yeah. Certain weddings are more fun than others.
Well, sure.
But yeah, it's fun. I got into photography because of her. Because she just got kind of, she wanted more control over her images.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get tired of waiting on photographers and you get them and it's not what you wanted. So she basically said, you should try it. So I'm like, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah.
I'd only taken point-and-shoot photos just for fun. And fell in love with it. I didn't really know I had it in me. So what do you know? She's a lot to credit. Not only for her influence, but also when she was going through art school, I just fell in love with, especially the works of like Caravaggio and Rembrandt and just the dark shadows and the use of black is just to me is amazing, and that's what I love. So I try to what did you were the one that gave me the Renaissance refinement, whatever the quote was you gave me to define my style, but it's like a Renaissance type of style I use.
Yeah,
I like dark and moody
chiaroscuro.
Yeah. That's my go-to. But yeah, I do a little bit of everything though.
Yeah.
I'll do fancy flashy too, but we work as a team. She's my set designer, makeup artist, photography assistant.
Yeah.
Crazier idea, the better. Whatever right. you want, we'll do crazy.
Yeah, and I had a great photo shoot with you guys, so.
Yes, that yes, was fun.
Yes, yes, we'll have to unveil those photos. Yeah. those the right time, the right place, yeah. Yeah, and you've had some, are you free to talk about some of the photo shoots you've done?
Oh, yeah, because most yeah. of them are all public.
Okay, okay. yeah. Well, I think one of my favorites was the bathtub full of donuts yes. with Flirty Sanchez. Yes. And that's got a story.
Yeah, that was in the making. That was... She had been thinking about this idea for a year or so mm-hmm. and approached me about it last year. And she wanted it. She wanted to be a fancy lady in a tub full of donuts, a clawfoot tub. So we had to find a clawfoot tub, and we found.
I know that pain.
Yeah. So we found the tub. She'd been collecting packing peanuts, filled with packing peanuts and donuts on top. And it takes 9 dozen donuts.
Nice.
And you mm-hmm. can get 4 poses before the donuts start really looking shitty. In case you're curious, 4 pose limit. She was my donut fluffer. She was the one that placed and moved and helped her move around. And
yeah.
It was fun. I mean, because she's just fancy lady, crazy pink collar, naked the rest, in a tub full of donuts.
That was
these
awesome.
Are the ideas I love.
Right.
This is what right. I live for as a photographer.
Yeah. And you come out to our house, out to Shangri-Love. You've been out there a couple times.
Perfect place to shoot.
Yeah.
For outdoor dudes, especially, because you have...
It's a privacy.
Bathrooms right inside.
Exactly.
Privacy,
yes.
Where you need to change. Yeah, we've shot out there 3 times now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just with her and twice with her and Luminous. And we will be there with Ray Gunn, but you won't be there.
I'm going to be there.
Sweet, sweet cheeks. My daughter gets yes. to assist on that. She is rubbing it in my face.
I'm sure.
As oh, yeah. often as possible.
Yes, she was my assistant on the smoke shoot we just did. And it was an amazing
yes,
assistant.
Right. Did marvelously.
Oh.
She Excellent. Can add smoke fluffer to her resume.
Yes.
She's going to put assistant on high fashion
yes.
shoot.
She so. Did. She worked really hard.
Good.
Yeah,
well. Good.
For real. Yeah. She was great.
We all kind of learned because none of us really knew what to expect. None of right. us. We had never used those smoke
so
grenades
So smoke
before.
Shoot, you had colored smoke grenades
yes.
that were theatrical quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you blew them up outside on the acreage that we live on. And the result, I mean, you can't Photoshop this shit. That's the
no.
whole thing. It's
yeah.
like the difference, like, because I've seen, like, smoke backgrounds and whatever on show mm-hmm. posters that people have added in Photoshop. There is a huge difference. There's a richness to it. The background looks like it's a collage.
It's
I mean, it's amazing.
The smoke with the light is incredible. And then you put... You know, 2 models as amazing as those 2 in there, and it was incredible. It was an incredible experience.
Yeah,
we want to do it again. We have plans to do another one. We're hoping for snow because we're going to do one with a snow backdrop with purple smoke.
Yeah,
that would be amazing. But yeah, it was incredible.
We'll order some up for you. We'll make it happen. Yeah, that's what we do.
Bring us the snow.
Well, yeah, and in this area, it's like you got to get on the phone as it's snowing. Go, all right, get out here because it'll be melted in 5 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Make quick use of it.
Yeah. So how did so you just you started photographing Serafina first, and then that it's kind of snowballed from there for you.
Yeah,
and then you started doing the shows.
Yeah,
and it was specifically just the shows that she was in. But then now you get hired to shoot a bunch of burlesque shows, and of course then you meet the dancers, and they get smart. I
exactly,
see how you
I just kind of fell into it. I never really, you know, advertised or put myself out there as a photographer. It just kind of happened.
Yeah,
and I've been doing it. Full time. I mean, I've been doing professionally for 2 years, 2+ years, and full time self-employed for a year and a couple months.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
I remember the week
absolutely.
That you quit your job, and you were both elated and looked like you were going to throw up.
It's scary. And then we also parlayed that into a 6,000-mile road trip.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Which was awesome.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably the best way for you to detox and be at peace with it.
It was, yeah, because it's the best way to get out there and just do it and enjoy life. We were able to do some naked photo shoots in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
those were
fantastic.
Did. Made art all around the country. It was great.
Yeah. I don't know if we're up for another 6,000-mile one, but
I am.
Yeah. And you guys did calendars for me this past year.
Yes.
And I hear you're going to do another one.
Yes. We got another one.
Another Serafina calendar.
We'll be taking pre-orders soon.
Sweet. Sweet.
You know the kind of craziness we can do in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was as soon as I saw that, I'm like, well, the shopping's done for all the men on my list. Here's my credit card.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, and it was so sweet because you autographed everybody's birthday month and personalized them. So, you know, I'm telling people that you did it for me. So you may be busy. I can get your signature hand ready.
It is ready.
Yeah.
Ready and willing.
Yeah, she tries to always personalize everything. She sells prints too, personalizes prints for people. Yeah.
Of your photography.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a nice
thing. Write a little love note on the backs of them, you know, thanking people. Because that's, you know, we wouldn't be able to do this if it weren't for the people that supported the arts. And we want them to know, you know, how much we appreciate it. It's made all the difference in the world in our lives.
Yeah. So you're a very vanilla background. Mm-hmm. You and I met when our kids were in a special program.
Yep.
Back
a long time ago.
Beep.
More long ago than I would like to admit.
And we were on a field trip, and I was, I think, running my sassy mouth or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Really?
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but you sidled up to me, and you said something hilarious, and I'm like, all right, you and I are going to be friends.
Yes. We had to keep it a little more on the DL back in those days.
We did.
We get a little more free now.
And I was, like, even, like, as our paths have crossed almost 15 years later. Because both our kids just turned 21 this year, dude.
I know. It's crazy. I still don't understand how that happened.
Yeah.
It just seems like yesterday we
were doing
field trips and pumpkin farms. And now they're adults.
Right. I know. How did that happen?
I don't know.
But so, yeah. So I've known you for forever and a day.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like we joke, I never would have like... when I see us two back then, it's like, no, that doesn't translate.
No.
Like, yeah.
Things are a little different.
They are. So, you know, I used to get blowback from just even talking to other people's men friends and their husbands and stuff like that. So being in more of a conservative environment, how was it for you making this transition to being your free love hippie self that you are now?
To this, well, most of my family doesn't talk to me anymore.
So you're not in the closet.
No.
Because I mean, when you put it on paper, you're, you know, living with a stripper. You're taking nudie photos.
Pretty much.
You quit your good job.
Yep.
And you're holed up in sparkles and glitter.
Some
and
people think that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jealous.
To me, it's perfectly normal. So.
So as you were coming out to people about what your life was was happening, was it a difficult transition for you, or
In some respects you find out who really is your friends and who's judgmental and not.
Yeah.
You know, mainly family problems, religion is the main problem.
Okay.
In that, you know, very judgmental. But you know, it's like my thing is like I'm at a point in my life where I just want to enjoy my life and don't want negativity in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do what I want to do and enjoy things and live life to its fullest. You know, not get buckled down with these constraints people put on it of what's right and wrong. I mean, to me, we've found people in this community that are some of the most amazing people we've ever known.
Yeah.
You know, not only through the club, but through burlesque and everything. And lifelong friends.
Yeah.
You know, in both groups. You know, and those are my true family now. You know, so if my family's going to do with me, they're lost. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't bother me that much because people make their choices.
That's true.
And just because you're, you know, related to someone with blood doesn't mean you're going to be with them. Great friends your entire life. People change.
Yeah.
You know, people evolve and some people don't.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
And sometimes you evolve past.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's okay. You just enjoy those moments for what they were and move forward.
Yeah.
That's the way I've looked at it. But yeah, I've chose not to hide anything. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of photographers will do that. They'll have two completely different websites. I just chose not to do that as a conscious choice. I don't think there's anything wrong with what I do, so I don't think I should hide it.
Right.
That's
have you had any pushback with that? Have
a little bit.
Called you up to say, I don't like the way you take pictures of things, so I'm not gonna hire you. That kind of thing, or
a few here and there. And also probably photography groups too. Some of my
stuff's
too edgy for photography groups.
Oh.
And I don't consider myself that edgy.
No.
I consider myself
all the nipples are covered. Yeah, all the nipples are covered.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, but even it's just some's too much for some people.
Yeah,
especially when you get to shibari, which I don't understand. That's a beautiful.
Well, it was a pentagram.
The pentagram one. That one I at least entertain.
Bondage.
But we do stuff for shock value as well. And that people need to be shocked.
What?
Art should shock.
It should.
It should.
You should have a visceral reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And we've had a few of those. You know, we've had a few of the anarchy shoot and mm-hmm. the where she's wearing the anonymous mask with her hand over her heart with the anarchy symbol on it.
Yeah.
You know, and you want strong reactions.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. You want to push people to mm-hmm. think outside the box. That's what art's supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Art should never
be challenge us.
Bland.
No.
When it's bland, it loses its edge.
Yeah. Have you gotten any crap from your family or friends, loved ones, lost friends over taking your clothes off and living your life the way you do?
Definitely I do. It's a lot of people don't approve, but I kind of follow the same route that Rick goes down. It's like, well, then they don't have to be in my life, and that's fine. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm
making
living
a choice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing what I love to do, and I think other people enjoy it too, and I don't see anything wrong with what I do. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's enriched my life. It's made it better. And if they have reasons why, you know, insecurities or whatever that prevents them from being happy for me or you know, even being civil to me, then that's okay. You know, I don't need people like that in my life. There's so many other folks that we've met through this process that are just, you know, wonderful, lovely people, and those are the people you hold real close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And be grateful for them.
But and then on the other side, we do have your mom and stepdad.
Oh yeah, on the other side of that, I have family that's very supportive of it too.
Yes. Yes.
Some of my family, we don't talk about this. Belly dance is too controversial.
Oh,
good Lord.
So yeah, we don't bring it up. We don't talk about it. And I just kind of, you know, hope they don't Google my name on the internet. There's naked pictures of me everywhere.
Yeah, that cat's out of the bag.
And I don't care. I'm not ashamed. But then I have parts of my family that are extremely supportive and happy for me and see the art in it too.
Good.
My mom and my stepdad, they come see Relentless every year. That's what they do. They're like, this is your big show. This is, you know, you make these costumes all year long and we want to see it. And
yeah.
And they don't see it as, they're like, yeah, it's stripping, but that's an art form in itself too.
It is.
Yeah.
And what you do with it with burlesque, it's putting your own unique signature on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they appreciate that. And they're very supportive and wonderful about it. I'm very grateful that they're in my life and they're a part of what I do too. And they actually want to come see a show.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, it's 50-50, but you concentrate on the good half,
mm-hmm.
the loving half.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then it's just going to be crazy making.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, totally. You can't, you can't please everyone and you shouldn't have to. People are into whatever they're into, and mm-hmm. you know, live and let live. I'm gonna keep on stripping. I love it.
Thank you.
Nice.
As long as you can.
Well, I mean, you've gone to Bihoff, and Bihoff is the Burlesque Hall of Fame dance off.
I've attended the past 2 years, watched all the shows.
Right, but fabulous. What it's the Burlesque Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Competition.
A little bit of everything. Yeah.
Yeah, they have the Movers and Shakers Night, mm-hmm. which is just kind of like, you know,
it's a burlesque convention.
Yeah,
is what
it
is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, in Vegas every year. Yeah. I what triggered it was that there are the legends that perform.
Yes. It's our favorite night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And that's. So you could still, in burlesque, still shimmy and shake until you're, what, 80?
The oldest was 93.
93, yeah. Yes. It's as long as you want to be shaking it. There's no limits in this art form. And it's fabulous that there's a whole night dedicated to these ladies who have paved the way for us. I mean,
they're GILFs now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I World famous Bob says it. I'll say it too. Granny Chaser. Yeah. Right here. Nice. Granny Chaser. They're amazing. And you know what? Up there in heels and busting a move and twice my age. And you're just like, oh, no, there's no limit to what I can do. I don't have to stop dancing ever if I don't want to.
That's one of the things my uncle told me when I started doing stand-up years ago. And he said, you can be fat, old, and ugly and still do stand-up. Don't worry about it. So same with burlesque. You can just keep on going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We have local legends here, Velvet Ice and Earthquake, that have been doing it for years.
Yeah.
There's
I love that name, Earthquake. It's just awesome.
They have the best stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've been around and they've loved their life and they love to talk about it. And we'd love to honor them as much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're brave women. And I mean, the blowback that I get from taking my clothes off, it's nothing like what it used to be.
Oh, well, they were pariahs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There was no way they could even go get any kind of a regular job.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're amazing. And you know, bless them for paving the way for us so we can, you know, do our crazy Neo stuff. And
yeah.
Do the things that we want to do. We couldn't do it without them. Yeah. They're amazing.
Yeah. So you go to Behoff and you see the legends, which is your favorite night.
Yes.
And then there's other stuff that you get to do. So there's competitions. And you were in the competition last year. Please remind me.
No, I wasn't at Behoff.
That was Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but you've gone to Behoff and what kind of stuff happens there? Is it pillow fights and jumping on the beds? And
and
panties?
Oh yeah, it's just as fun as you can imagine it would be. It's a lot of partying and a lot of love, because you get to see people, friends from other states that you don't get to see very often unless there's another convention or you go to a festival.
Sure.
So it is. It's like a family reunion.
Nice.
And it's great. It's almost a whole week long, and it's in beautiful hot Las Vegas and lots of pool time, lots of band time.
Pool is very popular.
Lots of drinks and shows all night.
And each year they have to be warned about wearing clothes in public areas.
We always get into trouble. Myself included.
Because they let kids in Vegas now. What is that?
Right.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, when did that happen? I just want the naked section.
They found out
kids
had money.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And we're pretty sure people plan their attendance at Vegas to when the convention is, because there's a lot of people that just sit and just watch them go on the shows, because it's something to behold.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Strippers together.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. That's awesome. What kind of assumptions do people make about you guys sexually, do you think? Like, do randos think that you guys are, that strippers are all just slutty?
Oh yeah.
Burlesque dancers are all just slutty, so it's okay to hit on you, or it's okay to grab ass or whatever.
Her, it doesn't happen to as much.
I don't have a lot of problems with that. I think people know that I'm not afraid to punch them in the face. I mean, I exude that kind of energy. Mm-hmm. I get asked this question a lot. Actually, it's like, do you have problems after shows or walking to a gig? And I'm like, no, I don't, because I think they know when they look in my face that I'm not going to screw around, and
and that you could fuck them up.
Yeah, I could, and I would.
She has training too, martial arts training. Nice. Too, so they look at me and they think I'm not the danger.
Yeah. It's the hothead Italian.
She's the fighter.
That's next to him.
I just
look like
big.
Man, can't we just work it out?
I just look big but intimidating, but that's the one. I'd be pulling her off of them.
Right.
I think they know that, and that's cool, because then, you know.
Yeah, we've never really had much problem.
Mm-mm. No.
And mainly it's women usually. Yeah. They're more a problem than men.
Yeah.
Women tend to be more aggressive.
Women are very grabby. Oh. But it's not like, I don't know, I'm not offended easily.
It's never bad.
It's never something that really bothers me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I'm perfectly capable of taking care of myself. So
And a lot of that usually is alcohol infused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alcohol is usually the bigger culprit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've never had much problem at all.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
You know, I mean, we have signals should get me if people get a little too much or whatever. But
or too
rarely,
chatty.
Yeah. We rarely have to use that. People are usually most of her fans are very respectful.
Oh, yeah.
Most of her burlesque fans are very respectful. And we don't have really much problem at all.
Yeah.
You know, we've, she does a lot of private shows too. And we really enjoy those. And she's never had a problem with any of those either.
Nice.
People are, you know, you just, as long as you're straight with people, and we always do, we have a list of this is what we expect, this is what we do, this we don't do, and
right.
mm-hmm. agree or disagree. And that way it's just all done. And so most people that have hired her are just there to have a good time and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Had really great experiences. But yeah, I don't think they really assume anything about our sexuality. I'm sure that they think that, you know, that's normally what people think when you take off your clothes is that you, I don't know, whatever.
They own you. They bought you.
Whatever yeah. They think that is in their minds, but it's, I don't let it bother me. I don't care. I'm just, I really like what I do, and whatever yeah. people think or assume about it, it's their thought or assumption. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't change anything.
What's the weirdest thing somebody's ever asked you after a show?
The weirdest thing. The weirdest thing.
Yeah, just like a rando. Or you either. Me too.
Yeah. Can you think of any? I don't think I really have any weird questions.
It's really too strange. I mean, there's been a lot of, like, a few here and there people that want you to dominate them, but nothing really weird, just more.
Yeah. It's mostly like, how do you get your lipstick to do that?
Yeah, most of those are boring. Most are boring questions.
Yeah.
Most of this involves, how do those nipples, how do they stay covered? Yeah. Most of it's that. I mean, she'll get every once in a while requests for things, but.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but nothing really horrible.
That's cool.
Foot fetish every once in a while, because burlesque is very, you know, leggy and
yeah.
things like that, but nothing overt, nothing bad. And most people are just curious,
right?
Mm-hmm. But most questions have to do with costumes and yeah. how you get those to stay on. Those are the most common questions.
Yeah.
Or sign this for me, or can I take a picture with you, or
yeah.
But nothing really. We don't have any real problems. Any strange things?
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah,
yeah. Been very fortunate. And
because, like I said, most people, you guys have seen her perform. Most people are still in a little bit of shock.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. they're afraid that she might eat their soul. That kind of keeps them at bay. So some are kind of big-eyed when they talk to her, and it's not a lot of words coming out.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny, because like I just saw, you know, when I saw you perform, and it was pretty intense. I was, you know, I don't see that in you at all. I just see like, oh, that's a hell of a dancer. Let's go get her.
She would be perfect for the club.
Right, yeah.
That's a good hire.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you see.
Yeah.
You see butts in the seats.
Right. Yeah, I'm really friendly and approachable.
Yeah.
It's very different from my onstage persona, which, you know, my onstage persona is a part of me.
Sure.
That is in there. I do have the aggression. I have a dark side. We all do. And that's just, that's another great thing about art. That's an exploration of those qualities of ourselves, and that's what makes it so exciting. But I'm cool too. You can come talk to me about stuff
in burlesque, just to see that. I've seen that many times, their transformation from off stage to on stage.
Amazing
with some performers. Like when we were in Chicago, she did a few shows there, and I was talking to one performer that I know, and we're just chit-chatting. She's like, oh, wait, I got to go. And literally three steps in, it's a different human being. It is something to see, because I'm not a stage performer. It scares me to death doing that. But to see the transformation is amazing, how they can just boom, and they're in character. And it's completely different human. And they're off, it's back to normal.
Yep.
It is quite amazing to see that. And to see them get into character is something else. And that's why stage games are so good, because you do kind of become that other person.
Right.
But yeah, it is something to watch how they can just change. It's like a light switch.
And yeah.
Once showtime, man, it's go time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Super fun. Yeah. Very cool. Well, thank you, guys. If you want to give us the rundown of your shows through the 28th of August, because that's when we're going to have a Don't Tell Mama event. We've got tickets sent out the links to that early. Thank you very much. So we could get our tickets together, and we'll be getting together for drinks out in public, swingins in the wild.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And then we'll come and see Ray Gunn. So what you got between now and then?
Well, I'm actually
August 16th.
Yes. August
Shameless
16th.
In Kirkland at the Liquid Lime.
Yep.
Nice.
8 o'clock start time.
And that's a fundraiser.
Yes,
you're
it is.
Shaking your ass for what?
So leukemia and the LLS Society, I think it is. Leukemia and lymphoma. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Shaking it for a good cause. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Good.
Excellent.
Good.
She has that. And then August 1st, she's in Portland.
Mm-hmm. I'll be at the Oregon Burlesque Festival.
Cool.
Yes.
At Dante's. You're at Dante's,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Nice.
In Portland. Yeah. And then the 28th and 29th is the big one, Relentless.
Yeah. Theater Off Jackson.
Yeah, cool.
That's the big one.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be amazing.
Web addresses, folks.
www.serafinafiero.com.
Mm-hmm. And my photography one is Metal Door Photography. And if anybody door. Knows what Metal Door means, they get A+ bonus. Because it is one of the eagles from Lord of the Rings.
Nice. I knew it was the Lord of the Rings one. I was trying to remember. Wait, is it one of those fucking.
Well, Thorian doors? Was taken. Yeah.
Thor, what?
The main eagle was already taken from a photographer.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah. So I had to go with the Young and Swift.
Yeah. Before, all right.
So. All right. Because I am a nerd. So.
Yeah.
But that is mine.
Cool. Cool.
Excellent. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we're at theofacepodcast@gmail.com. All of our episodes and links to these fine folks' websites, as well as many other things, you'll find at theofacepodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at @TheOFacePodcast. Follow Ms. Jenga at Ms. Jenga.
I don't really tweet that much.
You can find Jack O'Face on Facebook and Freckles O'Face on Facebook and The O'Face Podcast on Facebook. Like us there. Come and check out our Patreon at patreon.com/TheOFacePodcast. And this plug section gets longer and longer every time. That's how I give my 110%. And that
don't
is another nope. podcast.
Nope.
In Ms. Jenga's can.
Well, that looked easy enough. And Joey is going to try it out.
Yeah, and then we had barbecue.
We had chicken and ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
They had like baked beans.
Oh. An adorable corgi.
Oh.
It was awesome.
It was a cool party.
Oh, yeah.
How tasty was the corgi? The
corgi was delicious. Adorably delicious.
He sat by her the whole time. Mm-hmm.